This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, the laboratory is open again. We're working on understanding what's going on in the world today. DJ V time and temperature. That's what I used to start off. I think I said that last Friday. It's time and temperature. Jock time. 7 past. It's Monday, the 7th of January. You know that. Jennifer Horn is here along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Well, if you didn't know it, you now do know. It's Monday, the 7th. Jennifer leads off with a trending story.
Well, we still are shut down in the government. This will be the third week for a government shutdown. Big winners at the Golden Globes were Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody. But a story that I caught my attention is about an e-cigarette gone rogue. I know we've talked about this here before. These e-cigarettes, these vape pens, people think they can use them anywhere. Well, one place that you're not supposed to use them is on an airplane. And that was evident this past weekend when an electronic cigarette caused a fire on an American Airlines flight from Las Vegas after the plane landed in Chicago on Friday night. It was flight 168, left McCarran Airport, and apparently there was reports of smoke and all kinds of stuff going on inside the body of the airplane. Now, nobody was hurt. Obviously, the plane landed safely. But it just goes to show you, again, how people think that they can get away with using these devices, even though they're not supposed to. They think it's secret because no one can smell them. So another way, are they going to screen these out of luggage now? Obviously, this is probably something that's going to have to be addressed.
I thought that they were already screening them out because a friend of mine was using one to, you know, get off of regular cigarettes. I don't know if it's working, but he had it taken from him at the checkpoint. So I guess that they are doing that. But see, the problem is, these are lithium-ion batteries. These are the same type of rechargeable batteries that were exploding with the Samsung phones. So that's really what it is.
Well, they had a lot of trouble with them in the 787 when they first came out with them. They had to redesign the batteries, but it was that kind of battery that was catching fire in the plane.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's really not the vape itself. It's the battery is the problem.
It's the battery. Exactly right. Yeah. I just looked up to see what the rules were on e-cigarettes. And according to TSA, it's okay to bring e-cigarettes and accessories on board or in carry-on bags. You just can't put them in checked luggage.
So speaking of traveling, did you know that Americans daydream more these days about traveling to different places and being rich than anything else that they dream about? Is that a day? I'm talking about daydreaming. So what do we daydream? Jennifer, when you daydream, what do you daydream about?
Sleep. I'm going to guess.
Are you really?
I don't know. I don't really take a lot of time to daydream. Isn't that terrible?
When would you even have time to do that?
I mean, literally, it's a 16-hour day from start to finish, and it's pretty much go, go, go. I mean, much less, do I have time to even, like, text like a normal person or return emails quickly? I don't even think, I don't know. I guess I just don't daydream. How sad is that? Maybe I should start.
It is.
Here's resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you try to daydream or is it just happening?
No. Daydreaming. Well, daydream is when your thoughts, you just have time to be, like, kind of consumed by your thoughts.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yep. All right. What about you, Carrie? Are you a daydreamer? You're pretty focused when we're on the air, that much I know. When do you daydream, if you do daydream?
Oh, sometimes in the car ride home, sometimes when I'm at home.
And what are you daydreaming about?
I dream about the beach. I dream about just having a month off of work with no consequences. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I don't know. I just generally think about, like, things that make me happy or the beach. I don't have, like, a conscious thing that I focus on. I feel like it's just kind of zoning out or like meditating. That's kind of my daydreams.
Okay. All right, Victoria, you?
I'm one of these people. I daydream about travel constantly, and I'm a daydream Googler, which drives my husband crazy, because I'm like Googling anytime I see somebody at a fabulous location on Instagram. I'll instantly start Googling where that place is and how much it is a night, and Lewis gets so frustrated. He's like, no, we need to be, you know, in the here and the now, and I want him to expand his imagination, and he just is too practical Patty for that, I guess.
Is
but
he?
I am constantly daydreaming.
And he married you?
We're a good match.
Yeah, I think
I'm good, but it's good to have a balance, I think, like that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can say to him, look, you know, this could be a trip that we could actually maybe take, and this would be fun, and then he gets into it. I just have to kind of drag him along a bit.
Drag him along.
When you daydream, do you fantasize about being at the place, or what? How does it even work?
It's not even a daydreaming thing, really. Like, I get something in my head, and I just start Googling it, and I'll have, like, I'll be on TripAdvisor, and I'll read reviews. Like, it's all about travel for me, and that's sort of the way I daydream. It's just fantasy trips.
No, that's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it's the only problem is over the weekend I did it, and I found a place that I really wanted to go to, and it's in some obscure place in Utah, and it's $3,200 a night, so that's
out. Yay! All right. Congratulations to Sandra Oh, who won the Golden Globe for lead actress in that drama she's in, Killing Eve. Some of the things on the carpet there. I just started watching this. It's an airplane thing for me. I caught it on the last trip to Los Angeles last week. Watched a couple of episodes. I thought it was quite a good show, frankly. Quite taken by her. And the woman who's the British actress who plays the, how do we best describe her? She's a hit person. And it's really very interesting.
Is she the tall woman with the dark hair? It was kind of slicked back last night.
I don't know that it was. No, I don't think it was.
Well, I know a big, poofy, like, black, lacy dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They showed on the white on the red carpet that Sandra Oh was in white and the girl was in black who plays the baddie. And one wonders if good, bad, you know, that stuff.
Right.
There are a lot
I was
of people
surprised that the BBC really had a pretty big turnout last night. That show, The Bodyguard, beat everybody else, and that's a BBC show. Killing Eve is a BBC show.
Yes,
it was
is.
Kind of interesting how much BBC is really like kind of leaking into the U.S. market.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis was in a floor-length white gown that a lot of people thought was quite exciting. Emily
she
Blunt
looked great,
John Krasinski.
Except for her hair.
I didn't think her hair looked good at all.
Her hair, it must be for a movie role, but because it looked weird. That's not normally how she looks.
So who are the best-dressed celebrities? If you watch this, pretty much everybody did here for a bit. Did you see? I didn't see the beginning, though. So, and I wouldn't watch that carpet stuff. I think it's a waste of time. But if, those of you who did, who were the best-dressed people? The guy who won had kind of a, one of the, he was up there twice, young guy with a white and black sort of spotted tuxedo jacket. Did you see that?
Darren Criss.
Yeah. 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 Seemed like
I wasn't
a
fan of that. I didn't love that.
No.
Loud.
Yeah. I thought the cast of Black Panther, I thought the whole cast, the guys, the girls, everybody looked great. Lots of sparkle
I loved the girl from The Good Place, and I can't think of her name. She's Indian. She had this coral dress on.
Oh, Jamila Jamil?
Really, yes. And I love
really
that
pretty.
Show.
Yeah.
But I liked her dress. I thought Kristen Bell in pink looked really pretty. I liked Carrie Russell in her kind of low-cut sparkles.
Yeah, I think Taraji P. Henson, I saw her interview with Ryan Seacrest, and she was wearing like a really dark green kind of velvet dress that was really pretty. And Ryan Seacrest had a velvet jacket
too.
On, so they were
matching. Very sporty.
Yeah. How about Catherine Zeta-Jones, too? I don't know if you guys saw her in her like emerald green. I thought that was really pretty.
She looked really pretty, Lots of green. Tons of green.
I was
surprised. I saw Catherine Zeta-Jones and her husband, Michael Douglas, are both showing the effects of being big smokers.
Oh, I actually thought they looked great. I thought Michael Douglas looked the best that I've seen. He looks very healthy to me.
Yeah, okay.
Compared to how he used to look.
Yeah. All right, speaking of stars and how they look, Kevin Spacey coming to Massachusetts today. He's going to be in court down on Nantucket. Facing the charges that he assaulted an 18-year-old a number of years ago, and that youngster joins 30 other people who have actively accused Kevin Spacey of being a lech, and worse, I suppose. But at what point? And then he does this, we were talking about this off the air, he does this really weird, I don't know if it's defense, of himself in his Frank Underwood character from House of Cards. Just weird.
So weird.
Yeah. Maybe he's lost it.
Yeah.
Think he's lost it? He might have lost it.
It felt like he lost it when I watched that video.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might have. Under the circumstances. What a shame. 16 after the hour. You want to leave a lasting impression. This is the time of year when people are trying to look their best. They're on diets. They're thinking, okay, how can I look my best? We're already here in the spring mode, folks. Getting ready. Well, some of you are going to take off and go to the warmer climes for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months, down to Florida, be in the warm weather. You want to look your best. You want to look good in the attire that you're wearing, but you also want to look good from the neck up. And that's where I come in with this teeth whitening system, the formula that people love, because it does really, you know, there's this thing about True North. Well, this is True White. 10 shades whiter over about the same number of weeks, thanks to the Power Swab method that is approved by and used by lots of dentists. It's clinically proven to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes. Keep using it, and it just gets better and better and better. And you can use it to lift the stains off caps and crowns and veneers as well as your regular teeth. Hasn't got much sensitivity. You don't have to worry about that. This is the way to remove the stains from smoking, if you're still doing that, or drinking wine, tea, coffee, that sort of thing. Go to the dentist, and they'll charge you $1,000 to whiten your teeth professionally. Call 800-208-1797. Cost you a couple of bucks to buy power swabs. Do it in the privacy of your own home. No strips, no trays, no annoying lot of time spent, and when you're all done, you got sore gums. Nope. This is the world's leading whitening. It is something that is a patented all-natural tooth detergent combo with a whitening agent. It'll lighten up the stains. It'll do the trick. Call 800-208-1797 now while you're thinking about it. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show, and you buy power swabs for 50% off the retail price. That's 800-208-1797. Can't get it online. Get the benefits by calling 800-208-1797. Buy power swabs at 50% off. Use the code DJV. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Or 70?
70.
Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23.
So is this the controversial song Kara Ed Sheeran is going to face a charge from the family of Marvin Gaye that this song, or one of the songs, I don't know which one
it's
is it this one?
If you listen to the background instrumentation,
supposed
I can
to be
kind
like,
of hear it.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect with eight notes?
Look, I don't really have an issue with it, but
I don't either.
He's gotten sued a couple times because of stuff like this, and I feel like it's the bigger you get as an artist, and he's really blown up in the last like 5 years. I just think the more likely it is to happen.
Well, so it's not Marvin Gaye's people, it's the co-writer. It's that family is going after him. So Marvin Gaye, and the weird thing is Marvin Gaye's estate, they went after Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams, and they won. They had to pay like $7 million or something in restitution. So it is interesting that they're not even the ones going after Ed Sheeran.
I think everyone involved, or anyone who had anything to do with Marvin Gaye now, is like, haha, his songs were iconic. I bet other people have used it. Now they're just going against anyone who sounds slightly similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's how do you not do that under the circumstances? There's so much music every year being produced, so many different genres. There's only eight notes, folks. Sharps and flats, okay, so maybe you get 24 out of it, but that's, you know, think of all the instrumentation that there is. So the judge was asked to throw it out, and he did not. That's really the story here. Sheeran says, I didn't do anything wrong. The judge's opinion found enough similarities between the songs that he couldn't rule in favor of dismissing it. He noted those elements include the song's harmonic progressions, harmonic rhythms, melodies, bass lines, and percussion. You could find that in hundreds, if not thousands, of songs, though. In my opinion, having listened to lots of records when I was a disc jockey, I can tell you that there's a lot of music that sounds pretty much the same.
Yeah, a lot.
Lots of it.
Since when did judges have to get a degree in musicology in order to be qualified to make this ruling? It's so bizarre. Yeah.
Anyway, so the judge says there's got to be a trial. Sheeran is facing another lawsuit, Thinking Out Loud, Let's Get It On, brought about by structured asset sales for $100 million. What the hell is that all about? company best known for David Bowie's catalog. Bowie's catalog. Him too. Sheeran is also facing litigation over the song The Rest of Our Life, which he wrote for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Back in 2017, he gave up part ownership of Photograph to settle another lawsuit.
You know, I think what happens with a lot of these types of songs now, when this when someone challenges it, the easiest thing to do is just automatically give the person co-writing credit. Taylor Swift did that recently. Yeah. She just added whoever it was. She goes, well, just put them on the thing, and then they'll get some of the royalties, too.
Yeah, you get rid of that. All right, well, maybe it's maybe it pays off then. That's that story. The next musical focus is on Josh Groban, who congratulated the other Josh Groban. Josh, funny connection to Joshua Groban, who last week was appointed to the California Supreme Court. The singing Josh took to Twitter to share career anecdotes in response to former California Governor Gray Davis's congrats to the latest Associate Supreme Court Justice. He tweeted, "My big break was being asked to sing at Governor Davis's inauguration 20 years ago in Sacramento." Wasn't Governor Davis disgraced and thrown out of office? I think he had to resign, if I remember correctly. Anyway, that hasn't got anything to do with Josh Groban. Governor wrote, "If you don't think the universe is playing a wacky game with us, you're wrong. Congrats to the other JG." Governor Brown announced that 45-year-old senior advisor Josh Groban would be his choice for Supreme Court. "He has vast knowledge of the law and sound and practical judgment," the governor said. "He'll be a strong addition to the California Supreme Court." All right, so Josh Groban and Joshua Groban, ooey ooey, 28 after the hour. When you're on the
street. Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, "Why wouldn't you just try the Juul?" And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One arrest made for the shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes near Houston back on December 30th. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says Eric Black, 20 years old, has been formally charged with capital murder, and a second arrest may be coming.
Mr. Black has acknowledged his role in Jasmine's murder. We've also received information that this involves a second individual as well.
It's unclear if that second individual's in custody. Police believe this may have been gang-related and a case of mistaken identity. The partial government shutdown is now the third longest in U.S. history. It's day 17. President Trump is insisting still on more than $5 billion for a border wall to end it. Democratic leaders are not budging on their insistence that they're not going to give them that money. And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
January 7th, how do you do? First full week of the new year. Are you enjoying the year so far? What do you think, Victoria? So far, thumbs up on 2019?
100% yes. I'm very, very excited the way 2019 has started.
Really? In what way? What is the number one reason for you being excited?
Well, just, you know, for this is our first holiday season down living in New Jersey now outside of the city and just being at the beach and just having such a wonderful time this weekend with our friends and family. And it was just, it's been really, really great. So
happy
I'm very
birthday.
Optimistic about
nice
it.
Nice weekend. Happy birthday weekend for you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. So Kara Schulman is at the controls in our studio in Washington, making sure everything sounds as smooth as glass. Victoria, you want to get started with the trender?
Yeah, so since the Golden Globes were last night, and we've been talking on and off about the fashion and some of the moments on the show, one of the things that apparently is trending is how the stars, all the females who have to wear heels and stand in heels for a really long time, that red carpet that they walk is the length of, I think, 3 football fields.
Really?
Wow. It's a very, very long red carpet. It's a long day.
Where theater was it in? I didn't even...
It's at a hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel or something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, all right, yep, okay.
And so they build this red carpet that is for all the press, and they said last night that it's it was like 3 football fields long. So that's a lot of time in stilettos, and stylists have always tried to help their clients with, you know, all kinds of gel inserts to make the heels a little more comfortable. But this year there was a new product that apparently everyone was using, and it was CBD oil lotion. Really? And apparently the CBD lotion, when it's on your feet, it helps numb the pain. And so now all the A-listers in Hollywood are talking about this one brand in particular. It's called Lord Jones, which I've actually heard of, but I have not ever used it. But Michelle Williams, Carly Claus, Sarah Paulson, Elizabeth Moss, Tracy Ellis Ross, Busy Phillips, Kristen Bell. Apparently all of these girls were using the CBD oil lotion on their feet so that they would at least be able to make it through the night, because there's really no way to kick your shoes off until it's over.
No. What would happen if somebody walked in flats?
I mean, you can. It's just, you know, usually you don't when you have a dress, you know, when you have a dress that's made for you or whatever, you know. But Lady Gaga had gigantic platform boots on under her dress. So she probably, because she's very tall or very short, so she's only 5'2", so she wears all the big platforms. But she probably, having boots on, it was probably more comfortable than wearing regular stilettos.
Yeah, could have been. Well,
yet another reason to get in bed with the CBD stuff, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. Let's make sure that we are doing that and not some of the other things that are much more distressful to our bodies, the opioid stuff. The continuing focus on the government shutdown, clearing trash from national parks, has become a big, when you look around, I mean, there are a couple of things that I've noticed over the weekend. The IRS is closed, apparently.
It is? Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently they are. Yeah. Not doing much, but, of course, your taxes are going to, there's the quarterly taxes. Aren't they due on January 15th? I think they are. I'm not mistaken, those of you who are self-employed. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that there was a sort of to-do made about young Muslim men all around the country who have been spending their weekends the last couple of weeks clearing trash from the parks. I don't know. This is the Muslim Youth Association, a nationwide youth group, works with young Muslim men, have decided that they would make it their business to clear rubbish from parks that have been operating without anybody on staff. So why in the world would that be? I guess in Philadelphia, there are a dozen men who were there all weekend long clearing rubbish from Independence Mall. And then, you know, there have been other examples of it, the White Sands National Park. Wherever there are national parks and these groups are organized, they are cleaning up the entrances and the parking lots and all that other thing, all the other stuff due to the government shutdown. And one wonders, if I don't know, I guess I don't know what to think of this. Why the news media is making something of it is because they're Muslim.
I
think that's
100%.
The story.
Yeah.
And why is that? Would that be different than a Christian youth group? Why would they get special attention because the public thinks they're no good because they're Muslims? What is this supposed to
probably
be putting a face on it? Oh, those Muslims. Well,
or, you know, it whenever, you know, when the Muslim groups in near Pittsburgh and I forget where else it was, when they raised all the money to after the synagogue shootings,
yes,
that made a lot of headlines. And it really shouldn't have, but unfortunately that's the world that we live in, you know, so if you hear of a story of a group of Muslims doing something nice for a group of Jewish people who had just suffered a tragedy, it's a nice story, but at the same time, I think you and I are similar in that sense. We wish it wasn't a story. It's a wonderful thing that they did that, but at the same time, it's like, oh man, where are we
calling
now?
More attention to it. It would be like paying a lot of attention to transgender people who had a youth group. I don't know. Maybe you can't. Transgender doesn't happen until later on. In terms of the operation, young people...
Well, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, get the point. Here's a point that is well worth making. Becoming comfortable, having the best pillow, getting the best night's rest. I have taken the focus on the pillow and getting great night's rest as far as I can. Mattresses, mattress covers, all that sort of thing. But I also have a MyPillow bed for my dog, Daisy May. You can own your own comfortable bed for your dog so that your dog can be just as comfortable as you are using this big bed, if you want to call it, a big pillow made out of the same stuff. The stuffing is the same as you get into MyPillow. You can wash this thing. I did that over the weekend. Daisy had a little bit of an accident, so I threw the whole thing into the washing machine. Came out just as good as new. You can wash them. You can dry them. They're all made out of cotton. There are different sizes, by the way, of my pillows, and the patented interlocking fill is what makes these things very cool. So keep yourself cool and comfortable. Keep your pet cool and comfortable. Everything's completely machine washable and dryable. Please do your best to take care of yourself and your dog. Free shipping and all the guarantees on all the products last till the 1st of March. Free shipping, free shipping, free shipping. Yes, I said free shipping. Use the DJV code at MyPillow.com to get mattresses, sheets, pillows, you name it. They've got it. If it has anything to do with sleeping, it's at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code to save at least 50% on everything you buy at MyPillow.com. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Victoria with Laurie Jennings and Dr. Leonard Guarente. Laurie Jennings is deputy editor at Good Housekeeping, director of the Good Housekeeping Institute, in fact. So a lot of initiatives going on there that she's in charge of. And Dr. Guarente is the founder of Elysium Health, and he's the chief scientist at the Glenn Center for Biology and Aging Research at MIT. So let's find out why the two of them are together, Good Housekeeping and Elysium together. Why is that the case, Lori?
Well, here we are at the very beginning of the year, and obviously this is a time when people like to focus on getting healthier, making resolutions, or setting goals. And we teamed up with Elysium because there's just so much to do with health and aging, and there's so much innovation happening, and a lot of it is being led by Elysium. And so we partnered with them to share some really exciting news about aging research here today.
Dr. Guarente, what kind of research have you done to help in this area? Have you been involved in this pursuit for a long time? Is this part of your professional career that you've been in for a long time?
Yes, I've been working in this area for almost 30 years. And in that time, there's been a lot of very good fundamental research on aging. And our own research has identified a set of genes, longevity genes, that we think are important. And if you can keep them active, you will maintain health for a longer period of time. And Elysium Health is really built around this idea of keeping people healthier longer.
So, again, the combination of the Good Housekeeping Institute working with you, what is the NAD Plus, if you will?
Yeah, our first product is called Basis, and it takes advantage of research that we've done that identified longevity genes called sirtuins. And Basis has two pure ingredients, each of which can activate the sirtuins in a different way. So together, they pack a wallop in activating these important genes for maintaining health. And preclinical data is very, very strong, showing that if you can keep these genes active, you can maintain health for a longer period of time, which is what we all want.
Well, of course, it is. So, again, back to Good Housekeeping and how they're working through this. Lori, will you explain a little bit more about Basis and it getting the Good Housekeeping seal of approval? That's something that has been a very important part of anything Good Housekeeping has done over the years, right?
Absolutely. What Basis and Elysium Health has earned is an innovation emblem. So we've identified that they are really raising the bar in the supplement industry. As we all know, you know, the supplement industry is an unregulated industry, and so therefore you can't always trust what's going into the product. And when we looked at this product, we were able to identify not only the potency of the product, the purity of the product, but they've also backed up the development of this product with aging research that actually showed preclinical and clinical results. So we felt very confident partnering with Elysium Health to, you know, really help consumers make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, when talking about health and well-being, this time of year people are really focused on it. And so our bodies, are they going through different things because of the way we've eaten and the way we've perhaps stayed away from exercising the past couple of months?
Absolutely. I think that to maintain health, there are a number of things that you can do. One is to eat a reasonable diet. Don't overeat. Eat good foods. Another is exercise. Keep yourself active. Burn calories. And a third is supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Elysium probably has right now the most scientifically proven supplements.
Mm-hmm. And where do we get these? I guess I'm not familiar with them. I'm glad to know about this because I'm a big supplement person myself, and I want to know where the new ones are, where the best ones are. So where do we go to get more information on these Elysium products?
To the website. It's elysiumhealth.com.
Elysium, E-L-Y-S-I-U-M, ElysiumHealth.com, or did you say Elysium Health or ElysiumHealthProducts.com?
ElysiumHealth.com.
ElysiumHealth.com. All right, take it from people who know this is a very important thing and good to be focused on at the beginning of the year. Thanks to both of our guests, Lori Jennings and Dr. Leonard Guarente, who's here helping us put all of these things together, because there is a lot of confusion, that's for sure. Thank you, folks.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Recognize Gaga's voice. This is where it really cranks up. Let's leave that up for a sec, Carol. Fabulous song. I wasn't clear how much she had to do with the actual writing of this song. Won the best song from a motion picture, A Star Is Born. I'm not sure. Can somebody help me with this?
Yeah, she was one of the lyrics. Yeah, she and Mark Ronson, he's a producer. So, and then there was one other guy. The three of them took home the Golden Globes as the creators of the song.
Yeah. All right, let's go through some of the Golden Globe winners from last night in terms of the... Chucker's not here today, by the way, so we'll go through these without his enthusiasm. Bohemian Rhapsody won for Best Drama. Let's see here. Best Actor was Rami Malek from same movie. Best Actress went to Glenn Close, who was in The Wife. other people who were up for that. Gaga was up for it, Nicole Kidman in The Destroyer. Melissa McCarthy was up for it, Can You Ever Forgive Me, which is an interesting movie, and Rosamund Pike in A Private War. Very uncomfortable, dissettling movie that was. Anyway, Glenn Close won for The Wife. Best Motion Picture, Music or Comedy, Green Book. I don't get that was either a music. Well, I suppose it was because it was about a musician, but it sure as hell wasn't any comedy.
But how come Bohemian Rhapsody or Star is Born, they were in the drama categories?
Yeah.
You would think Star is Born would
definitely
have been in the musical.
I don't understand how they categorize these. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Yep. Best Original Song was from, was the song we just played. And I was looking for some, I was looking at the competition here. All the stars from Black Panther, don't remember that song at all. I remember Black Panther and liking it quite a bit. Girl in the Movies, Dumplin', don't know that movie at all. Anybody know that movie?
Yeah, which that's one? The Dumplin'.
That's the Dolly Parton.
The Netflix drama, not even drama, but it's a story and the entire soundtrack is Dolly
Parton.
But
it hasn't been in movies, so why is it in the movie? It hasn't been
Netflix.
Out in the movies. Yeah, but it hasn't been in movie theaters. Motion pictures are supposed to be on movies. I thought that was the whole reason Netflix was releasing.
I don't know. There may have been some theaters that they released it in to make it qualify. I'm not sure. Mm. Sometimes Netflix will do that. Amazon's done that. Because you remember Amazon did Manchester by the Sea a couple years ago, and that movie, they put it in theaters and then ended up winning Oscars and things like that. So it's such a gray area now with everybody making movies.
Yeah, sure is. All right, in a moment, we talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the drama around her new movie and what it has to do with the documentary. As we continue here, it's 58 minutes after the hour.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the Lemony Fresh Kind, and French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
All right, so we're trying to figure out where this Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie is. Felicity Jones plays her. There was some criticism that she looked a little too white and Protestant-y to be playing that role. Somebody's always going to take a shot at that. Also, Armie Hammer plays her husband. I've heard that it was quite a good movie, but I don't see anything. Here's a review that I see saying that the movie falls flat. But I don't get...
I'm trying to figure out where it is, because
it's
in some theaters around here, but not a ton.
Yeah.
So.
No, is it early release maybe or something? Let's look. I'm looking forward to seeing it, frankly, as soon as I can. 59 after the hour here on the DJB program. DJB, thank you.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.